Welcome back to Be a Warrior podcast. I am your host and an above knee amputee, Angie Huser. It's that time once again to unleash the warrior within you. Are you ready? Then let's get started. All right. Well, hey, everyone. Welcome back to the show. And if you're a first timer, thank you for showing up. I'm so excited you are here. And I hope that maybe something I have to say along my personal journey will help you in what you're going through. So like I said, I'm an above knee amputee and I became one in 2018. And this is season 4 of Be a Warrior podcast. And I thought, you know, today, I wasn't even sure. I mean, I look like a hot mess today, but I didn't even know I was going to get on. I didn't think I would. I have these guys in my house. They're doing flooring. So there's been sawing and hammering and you name it, it's been happening. And my house is a complete dusty mess. Furniture is everywhere. It is absolutely crazy here in mayhem. And I wasn't even sure if my dogs would be quiet long enough for me to get on the podcast today. But they are both exhausted from the noise as well. And they are both sleeping by my side. And I am very, very excited about that. So I thought I'd get on really quick. Might be a shorter podcast, but that's okay because I am ramping up for Limb Loss Limb Awareness Month. That is next month, Limb Loss Limb Difference Awareness Month, which is next month, April. And I am so excited about my lineup. I mean, I hit the jackpot this month, this year. Every year I've done interviews. I usually don't do interviews. One, as a mom and a wife, my schedule is all over the board. So it's very hard to get people on when this isn't my full-time job. I do this because it brings me joy. And so trying to do interviews where it works with my schedule and somebody else's schedule on different time zones and everything is absolutely nuts. But I have a huge lineup this next month, and I do not want you to miss any of them because I'm so excited. Sometimes I was just a bit nervous on some of them. I'm doing some interviews this week. Thank God the flooring will be done by the time my next interview happens. I've already done one interview. And I'll tell you what, this month I knocked it out of the park with the people I found, and I'm so excited for you to meet them because the people this month, not all of them have limb loss or limb difference. A couple of them don't and a couple do, but what they do have in common is that they have done something, created something, been an innovator to the world of prosthetics and limb loss, help. So they've created things, invented things and innovated new ideas that are going to help our amputee community, our limb difference community. And I am so excited because they are well worth the attention they deserve. And I really hope to really get them out there. And some people, like I said, a couple of them are new on the cusp of creating as a younger generation. And then a couple that are well known that I know you are going to be, you don't want to miss it. So please make sure you subscribe. And if you know someone that's going through limb loss or has been through it, you support someone with limb loss or you yourself, please make sure you share my podcast because I don't want anybody to miss these interviews and what new things are coming out. I'll tell you in the next 10 years, the amputee world is going to be a completely different ball game. And I thought it was good when I came out with my new C leg and everything. It's going to get crazy. So you don't want to miss it. So this week I was just going to chill. We've been traveling. We've been doing more stuff. I swear. I think that the older I get, the more I'm gone. I don't know how that's even possible. I thought for sure when the kids went off to college that I'd have more me time, and that is not the case. We just got back from a long weekend in Vegas, which is kind of like another home away from home between Park City and Vegas. I feel like we spend many trips a year in those two places. Vegas, we just love going for some of the shows and some great food and just to get away but not having to go too far. And it does help when you don't have to pack a huge suitcase for a long trip. It's kind of nice. However, it's such a short flight. And sometimes here from Arizona, we drive it. Literally on Saturday, we were delayed. We had to deboard a plane only to get back on. And by the time we actually landed, we could have driven it faster. That is so sad. So we wasted like a couple hours sitting on the plane, being taken off a plane, then getting back on a plane and waiting for them to take off. And so we probably should have driven, and you know, about 50-50. We sometimes drive, sometimes we fly. Luckily, the trip back was smooth sailing and we got in on time and everything. But I digress. What I did want to talk to you about today, and it's a real thing, and you know, it really hits to the heart of being an amputee, I believe. At least in my world, there's not much that phases me. Like, yeah, there are certain days there's pain, or certain days I get some shooting electrical shocks in my foot, or some days it feels like it's on fire. But what I've been going through since the Park City ski trip 2 weeks ago has really kind of been messing with me, and it's actually really made me struggle, and I've had to be really introspective. So I'm going to be really transparent with you today. It's very vulnerable to talk about things that are not going well, but like I said, being transparent, because it isn't what everybody thinks. People think that surgery is the worst part. Well, yeah, it can be detrimental, especially if you got into an accident and you weren't expecting it. But even in my circumstance, when I was expecting it and I chose it, I still was scared to death on what it was going to be like waking up from that surgery, knowing someone took my leg off. So yes, you have to wrap your head around that really strange concept. And I came to terms with it. For those of you that know me, know that my faith in and believing there's a higher power that was working here and had this planned out for me did help me 100% of the way to calm down. The first couple months of waiting for the surgery were really, really hard on me mentally and emotionally. But once I came to the realization that this was a plan set out ahead of time for me, and that I could do good with it, and that's thus the reason the podcast, I was good with it, and I actually woke up great from my surgery. It didn't scare me. It was hard to see the stitches at first when the bandages came off, but other than that, it wasn't a bad situation. But I always said that I wanted to be really transparent, because people think that the surgery is the hard part, and then, whoa, you heal and you get a leg and you start walking. And that is so not true. And I want to debunk those myths, because it is not true at all. And really the only way to explain it is by people going through it. It is really hard to explain some of the things I feel and the emotions that get brought up to my family. I mean, and they see it every day and they're used to me like this, but I hide pain really well and I keep moving. I have to move when I'm in pain and not sit. If I sit, it drives me absolutely nuts. And then I start, you know, chewing on my nails and I'm picking at my skin, and I get crazy and all my little like tics happen. But what's been going on, and the worst part about going skiing is the fact that I ski without my socket on. My leg is not on. I ski three track is what that's called, where I have my normal ski boot and my normal ski on my good leg. And I have two poles that are called outriggers, and they are little tiny mini skis on the bottom of basically ski poles. And they have a little kind of metal edge at the back for brakes. So if I push them out before me, they'll catch snow and slow me down. But I can also flip a switch and they pop upward, and then those spikes become like crutches for me on the snow. So when I go out skiing and I don't have my leg on, now keeping in mind I keep my leg on all the time, like when I wake up, that is the first thing I pretty much do. I go to the bathroom, I put my leg on, because I don't want any swelling or any problems. But when I ski and I don't have it on, not only am I without my leg on all day, I'm also exercising, which increases blood flow. I'm pumping the blood, and, you know, God forbid I fall, or like one time someone wiped me out and I landed on my residual limb, which does then make it swell. Getting home, getting a shower after skiing, and then going out for dinner that night is not fun. I can't get my leg into my socket. I am a skin fit, which just basically means I don't put a liner on and slide my leg in and you suction that way. I actually have to pull my loose skin down inside my socket from a hole at the bottom and then close that hole up with the one-way valve, and that's how I get my leg in. Well, if my leg doesn't fit down inside my socket, there's nothing I can do about it. I don't have layers to get rid of. There's no way. If my leg doesn't fit in, it doesn't fit in. And when it doesn't fit in well, what ends up happening is I swell at the bottom, even more so. And then what happens is you start to swell so much that it becomes almost rock hard at the bottom. It's really frightening. The first time that happened to me, I was so afraid that I was getting an infection because it was warmer and it was hard. Like skin that's normally really soft and loose was hard. And it's really an abnormal feeling and a look. Well, not only am I at higher elevation when I go to Park City, and then I spent most of that week without my leg on because I was skiing 4 days out of five. I came back and I had that swelling happening, and it was messing with me. As a person who had gained a lot of weight when I had my accident back in 2013 and spent 5 years of sitting around through surgeries, I had gained a lot of weight and I did not want to have that happen again. But when you wear skin fit, that's the first thing that triggers in my mind. Like, I don't fit because I must be gaining weight. And that was really, it's a hard mental game. And I can't speak to men, but I will speak to the women I know. You know how hard it is on our ego and our psyche when we feel like things aren't fitting right. So when I can't fit into my socket, it's like not being able to fit into the favorite pair of jeans that I finally fit into. And it starts to mess with me and I start to get really depressed. And then I start trying to figure out what I can do. The problem is when I'm going through this, it hurts a lot. So not only is it not fitting well, when my leg swells like that, it is also putting pressure on nerve endings that normally aren't pressured because of the swelling. It is creating sharp pains. And I started this last week feeling the pains I haven't felt since like second year when I realized I had a neuroma in the back of my hamstring here. And then there was also a pain that was shooting like knife, like someone taking a knife down my calf or my shin and ripping the skin off my bone. And I started to get whispers of that again, and it was freaking me out. So for me, when that ends up happening, my whole motivation starts to shrink and I start to succumb to just worrying. And I know I shouldn't worry, but I am human. And I'm letting you know this, that even in the best of situations and people that look like they got it all together and everything's great, it's not the case. And this can happen out of the blue. And I know what's going on when my leg swells. But after about 5 days of that and not getting better and actually some days getting worse, even though I think I got my leg in all the way, I finally had to text my prosthetist and said, I'm freaking out here because this is really driving me nuts. I've gained like 2 or 3 pounds, but that can't be making that difference. But in my mind, I'm like, maybe it is. Maybe that's where I'm putting all my weight in. You know, it's not somewhere else because everything else fits. My clothes fit, but that's not. And you just start driving yourself absolutely nuts. And he had to kind of talk me off the ledge. And he said, you know what's going on. You were at higher elevation. You weren't wearing your leggy like you normally do. You were doing a lot of exercise that you haven't been doing. And it was pumping blood there. It's going to take time. So we fast forward. I'm like, okay, he's right. I know he's right. Buy your time. Everything passes. And I always say that something will happen. And like, if I get phantom pains, really bad phantom pains, I know they'll last 3-4 days and then it'll subside. Out of the blue, I'll go, oh, they're gone. So I'm like, buy your time. All right, we're going to Vegas. Not a big deal, but we are flying again. So I'm going to go up in an airplane, pressurized cabin, yada, yada. And needless to say, I thought I had my leg in right. And I had some of my worst hardening and swelling at the bottom of my residual limb this weekend, which made it very hard for me to really relax and enjoy the trip. Now, I did, but it was always in the back of my mind. Thank God there was a lot going on and I could keep myself busy, But I'll tell you what, I was really a mess. Like internally, I was holding it all together for my family, for my husband, but I have not been feeling good. And I noticed that the last 2 days, Sunday, Monday, that I was noticing that that sharp shooting pain down my shin was becoming more and more aggressive. And I know how bad it was a couple years ago, and I've been scared to death that I'm turning a corner into a really bad situation, and I didn't see an end to it. Fast forward to last night, I thought that I'd gotten my leg in well. We had traveled. We got in yesterday. I did readjust after walking around the hotel yesterday morning. I took my leg off and readjusted myself because what happens is I flush out some of the fluids that might be in there, and I readjusted my leg. And last night, I had a moment of, whew, like just thank God. My swelling, I wasn't rock hard at the bottom of my leg. I was less swelling. Things felt better. I feel so much better. But again, I woke up this morning. The swelling, of course, the hardness was gone, but I felt like there was swelling still, like enlargement. Like my residual limb looks and feels wider, thicker. Like if I were to measure the diameter, I know it's bigger. And so again, trying to get that down inside my leg. But I will tell you, knock on wood, that I now feel much better, but I know I'm not through it yet. So I'm hoping I got my leg on well today. But I'll tell you, this has been a roller coaster. And this is what it's like being an amputee. No matter what people will tell you, and you will get people that will say, oh, it's not bad at all. I've had it easy. And I've had people that said that, and 20 years after having their amputation, all of a sudden they have the worst phantom pain they have ever experienced. And they look at me like, is that what you were talking about? I'm like, yeah. So some people may not have bad days like that all the time, but they will come and they will hit you. And so, you know, not to discourage you if you're an amputee or going to become one, just the reality is you need to build that character up. And the only way you're going to get through it is by going through it. So if you are possibly electing that surgery because you have certain pains like I did, doesn't mean everything goes away. Like my knee pains are gone. I don't have that problem and I can stand upright. Whereas before I couldn't even straighten my leg. But I switched it for maybe lesser evils, so to speak, lesser pains. And yet there are some days where I'd say, okay, this is worse than what I was going through. The difference is these are ups and downs that just happen. Whereas what I was going through before my amputation, it was nonstop pain, no matter what I did. And I couldn't walk. I couldn't function. I was doing nothing. I was sedentary and I was gaining weight and I felt miserable about myself and I wasn't living my life. So for me, it was totally worth it. Does it make it easier? No, every day can be a challenge. And like I said, I've been doing great. This is the same socket I've had for over a year. And that's huge for me because I was changing out sockets every 6 to 8 weeks. And now I've had one for a year. And all of a sudden, here I am going through something I never thought I would go through again because I've had a year of just pretty much normal ups and downs. But here I am swelling out of the blue. So, you know, I bring this up because, you know, the idea that, and I was one of those people too that thought that before my amputation, I'm like, okay, so amputation, that's going to hurt. Yep, it's surgery, it's going to hurt. But once I heal, I'll get a leg and it'll fit and the hardest part will be learning to walk. That was not the hardest part. Yes, you have to learn to trust it and there's a lot of fears that belong with that and not trusting something and learning to make that your everyday. You finally get there. It's something you just have to do. If you're going to use your prosthetic, you'll eventually get through things. But no one prepped me for what all this meant when it came to ups and downs of fittings and swelling. Like, you know, we were in Park City and we were in Vegas. You know, you're doing a little more drinking than you normally do when you're at home on a day-to-day basis. So that could have had something to do with it. as women, we fluctuate when we, you know, have too much salt in our diet. Anybody, you have a water weight, and that will change my skin fit. So those are things I never would have known were going to happen. And quite frankly, I need to remember, and I want you to know this, is that when something goes wrong and doesn't feel right, it's not going to be forever, but you have to problem solve and you have to build up a little bit of tolerance and character and grit to get through some of the issues you're going to face. Not that you're not going to be able to, but it's not an easy job. It's not an easy task. And for those of you that are amputees, you're warriors in my book, because this is not an easy lifestyle. And for those of us that elected it, we didn't know what we were getting into. And I would do it all over again. There's nothing I wouldn't change about what happened. But for those of you that didn't get a choice, I know this is even harder because you have the mental aspect to get over that this isn't something you ever wanted in your life. Not that I wanted it, but at least I saw it coming. And I have a lot of friends that have been in accidents that are struggling with forgiving people that hurt them, literally, putting them in a position where they were in a car wreck. Or those that served, you have your own baggage, right? You all have your own baggage. And each one of us has to approach our amputations differently. But in the same respect, the journey that we are all on is very similar. It's going to be filled with ups and downs. There's going to be days where you feel like sky high and you're doing awesome and everything fits, everything clicks, everything's working right. And then, needless to say, you'll finally be doing that kind of road and something will derail you, like me and not fitting well in my leg. And I am not through the woods, so I'm not speaking from, well, I made it through, now I'm happy. I'm still very nervous about what it'll look like tonight when I get it off. I was just happy to go to bed without that heaviness on my heart and in my mind because it felt much better last night. I just want to know why I'm more swollen than normal. And it would just be helpful maybe if I didn't travel so much and didn't have so many plane rides. But all that stuff does, you know, affect people. And I hear people also talking about weather. You know, when you talk about, you know, when you get older and arthritis sets in and, oh, you can feel a storm coming. A lot of amputees will tell you that they can tell when the weather and the barometric pressure is changing because their phantom pains increase when the weather does change. I have not experienced that. Thank God there's enough other things going on. I don't want to experience that because right now in Arizona, I know it's like a dry place, but we're having like little mini storms every night. I think I would absolutely go crazy if this was what was driving my leg nuts. But all that being said, I'm slowly getting through this. I will make it. I will be fine. But needless to say, the last couple weeks have been really hard on my emotions and where my head's at mentally. And the only thing I could do is just work through it, keep myself busy. And that, like I said, is hard when you don't feel like moving because it hurts to move. So you've got to just figure out what you can do. I do a lot of goal setting. I like writing in a journal. I spend time outside with my dogs where there's fresh air. And that kind of gives me that feeling. I'll call people just to sit and talk with somebody. And then I'll go and I'll visit my horses because they just make me feel so much better about myself. So that being said, this is the podcast for today. And no, I don't really have a call to action. Actually, my call to action for you this week, I do have one. I want you to make sure you don't miss April's 4 episodes of interviews because I think you're going to really love them. You're going to see some new products that are out on the market, and you're also going to hear about stuff that's up and coming from one of my special guests. And like I said, I'm so excited and I feel so blessed and grateful for the people that have said that they would get on with me because I know their schedules, especially some of them, their schedules are so big. And they do professional speaking, and I'll give you a hint. One is a professor at a very prestigious university, and the other is a Paralympian. So I'm hoping you will not miss these. I have tried the other two people. I have tried their products out and can't wait to talk to them face to face, so to speak, through Zoom. So if you like to watch the person talking, please make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, Be a Warrior 360, B-A Warrior 360. And make sure that you subscribe so you don't miss when the next episodes come out, because starting next week, we will have our first interview. And in celebration of Limb Loss and Limb Difference Awareness Month, and what is up and coming in the prosthetic world, the amputation world, the products that are coming out, and people that are trying to make a difference in our lives. And what I love about it is a lot of them are not even amputees, but they have a passion of helping this community out. And I just don't want you to miss it. So that is your call to action. Subscribe to my channel. Subscribe to my website for my podcasts, or subscribe on iHeart or Spotify or Apple podcasts. And I hope to see you and hear from you next week. I look forward to sharing these wonderful interviews with you. And I hope you have a very blessed week coming up. And as always, be healthy, be happy, be you.